And I found this position of the broadcaster, the journalist on the air, to be something that was satisfying in that sense. I was an observer. I was performing a useful service to people. And people said I was doing a good job at it. And I said, boy, if I could actually do this for a living, that would be fantastic. And remarkably, I've been able to do that.
What about NPR within a few years made you realize mm-hmm. that this is where you were going to stay, or maybe had some sort of inkling that you would do a better job describing things for the ear rather than showing?
One thing is that I really discovered at NPR how good a medium this is, radio, that people take on board what they hear on the radio in a way that's close to reading. When Cokie Roberts, whom I hired at NPR, actually, a zillion years ago, was dividing her time between radio and television, she would say, when I go someplace, the people know who I am from television. They know what I say from radio. This is a medium that is, when people are tuned in, they're tuned in. It's not just something that they're looking at. NPR was growing also. It was a fun place to be. We didn't go there, people of my generation, because it had a lot of prestige and because we'd been listening to it throughout our high school and college years. We were going to the place we hadn't listened to, that hadn't happened yet, and so we had the chance to build it ourselves, to be part of building it. That and not having the look of a matinee idol on television, I guess, made radio a natural for me.
How about the rise of satellite and internet radio? How has that impacted what you do, or has it?
It's a good question. Satellite, I don't think, has impacted that much. I'm not that impressed with satellite as a medium. I mean, I don't know why in this day and age we should have a medium that goes away when you drive under an overpass on the highway. I think the only thing superior to me about satellite over FM radio is that there's more variety on the satellite than there is on FM radio, and the challenge to FM broadcasters, and to AM broadcasters for that matter, is to get more interesting things on the radio. Internet is something different. Internet is a way into... It's a way into the back doors of all the news organizations, first of all. I think most people who hear things or see things from NPR on the web find them not from our many messages saying you can hear more about this at npr.org. Most of them find us through Google, and in searching something up comes an NPR mention. So the Internet is clearly a way that people are learning a lot about what's out there. Perhaps being introduced to the radio service. The big challenge is it true that people in their 20s today are as uninterested in radio as, let's say, my kids who are around 30 were uninterested in AM radio when they were growing up? Is radio generally an old-fashioned medium for young people, and are they all listening on the Internet instead? Which will obviously have to change the way we find them. Or is radio something that if we make it interesting enough for people and have enough variety out there that they'll come to, they'll find at some point in their late 20s when they're driving their kids to and from school.
Finally, what does 40 years of public broadcasting mean to you? I mean, do you go to the editorial staff meetings every day and are taken aback at the fact that this has gone on for...
Well, I'm reminded that there are some things we should not do. That is, we can't simply say, how do we get the largest number of 18 to 35-year-old males to listen to our show today? That just isn't the mission of public broadcasting. That may be the mission of most of the radio stations on the dial. It's not ours. There's something about the public interest. There's something, it's a stodgy old word, but there's something educational or derived from an educational mission that still imbues us, and that's public broadcasting. And frankly, without the Public Broadcasting Act, I wouldn't believe for a second that any of that would be evidenced anywhere on the radio dial today.